And tonight's game brought to you in part by Capone's Pizza and Pasta Restaurant in downtown Toms River. Come check out their new dining area, formerly known as Jimmy C's. Pizza, pasta, and so much more. And it's all really good at Capone's in Toms River.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka running a bit behind most of the games taking place around involving Shore Conference team here. Round number two of the state playoffs. We had about a 22-23 minute delay after an injury taking place on the first drive of the game. That on the Burlington Township side for Danny Hopkins, their junior middle linebacker. We get back to action here with Brick leading 14-3. We start our second set of 12 minutes and a third down and just about six for the Falcons. Trotman in a deep shotgun. Look at how far he is, Kevin. About 7 yards back, wanting to throw here. Pressure coming from Layton. Deep down the far sideline. And this one overthrown. And it will be incomplete, setting up a fourth down.
And it looks like we'll have our first punt of the evening. As Dave Pacelli goes back to handle the punting chores. I believe that is Leach, right? Back for Brick?
Tommy Leach, number 8. Dan Vaselli, number 16, the punter, will step into it around his own 35-yard line. Brick not showing much pressure, but you never know. Long time to snap the football here with the clock stopped. So nothing winding after that last incompletion. It is a fake up the middle. Not a chance. Only about a 2-yard gain. Went to the up man, who I believe was Dominique Joseph. And after only about a 3-yard pickup, Brick's going to get the football back at the Burlington Township 46-yard line.
Short field for the Green Dragons. They could really put down an early hammer here with a score in this possession.
That was called on the field also, Matt. That's why they took so much time. A few numbers and letters were shouted out, and obviously the punter decided to go for the fake and not punt it away.
Should have used other letters.
Yep.
First down and 10. It'll be Scalfani this time. Dancing off the left side. Makes a couple of tacklers miss again. Boy, he is quick with the football down to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 15. It'll be a first down on one play for the Green Dragons.
Yeah, this Brick team is so different with him back at quarterback. One wonders, Matt, had Scalfani played against Jackson a couple of weeks ago, if it wasn't Brick that would have won the Class A South Championship that night.
No doubt, in my mind at least.
Dan Finelli has come into the game as a H-back, sets himself off to the left side of the formation. Two receiver set to the right. Here's Fattaruso to get a crack into the right side of the line and drop quickly. Rover, the first man on the scene. No gain, no loss on the play. Make it second and 10. We've played a minute here in this second quarter. Brick leading at 14-3.
I guess you could say Rover is playing like a Rover back, right? He's all over the field.
Asbury Park up on Shore Regional 6-3. That game at the half. Second and 10. Scalfani will operate this time from the shotgun. Gets the snap. Quarterback draw off the left side. Again, eludes the tacklers at the 15-yard line. Bouncing to the outside. 10, 5, touchdown. How do you like that? Three in a row for Carmen Scalfani. Put some extra pasta on the plate for him. And with 10:33 to go in the second quarter, Brick 20 and Burlington Township 3.
Wow.
That's about all I can say.
Scalfani right, Scalfani up the middle. That time Scalfani left. Anthony Starego on for the extra point. He is a left-footed kicker. Gives it a good charge and make it 21 on the board. Brick blowing this one wide open, 21-3. They lead the top seed, looking good right now in Central Jersey Group 4. We step out for 30 seconds, back with more playoff action right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Tool Time Auto is a full-service repair facility with experienced ASE-certified technicians who will keep your family's vehicles running smoothly. A neighborhood place trusted by so many, Tool Time Auto at the intersection of Route 70 and Whitesville Road in Toms River.
Well, it's been all brick so far. Three touches of the football, all resulting in scores by the same guy. Carmen Scalfani has got three rushing touchdowns tonight to push his total now to 13 on the season. And Steve Ferlisi will come on to kick off for the third time tonight. Going back deep, Drew Guarino and Everett Warmly. They are the back line for Burlington Township. Each splitting the field at the hash marks at the 15-yard line. This one for Guarino. Fielded at the 12. Runs right. Now comes middle. And he is upended at the 24-yard line. Good open field tackle by Nick Zabranek. He will make the stop. The senior linebacker covering on special teams as well. First down and 10 now for Burlington Township. And obviously, Kevin, this is a team that we don't see on a week-to-week basis or cover on a week-to-week basis. But you'd have to think they're in right now a whole lot of trouble.
They're in a heap of trouble. You know, they got to be careful not to panic. I mean, remember, they were down to Middletown South last week, 24-7, down 17. They're down 18 here. So they've got to have a little confidence that they know how to get off the deck, but they better start making their moves soon.
Back to work here, Khalil Trotman, the junior quarterback, will send two receivers to either side. Blitz coming. Leighton there, setting up a screen. This one intercepted on a deflected ball. Olafinuolo, the big lineman, working his way down inside the five-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Brick. An inside screen was set up, and Olafinuolo, off a deflection, almost took it in for six.
How did he let the quarterback tackle him, Matt? Come on, that was his chance.
Because he's 5'10", 275 pounds.
He let that little quarterback take him out. He should have just thrown that kid around.
Hey, you remember way back in, what, week two or three when we had Manny on the air at our show. We were very impressed with him back then. And if anybody on this Brick defensive line deserved a touch, it was him. And he almost got himself one down to the three-yard line.
First down here in goal. Let's see if Salfani shares the love. He'll take it off the left side, and he will get in. Yes, he does. Fourth touchdown of the night for Carmen Scalfani. Set up for Brick right now to run away with this football game. Give a heck of a lot of credit to Matt Olafinuolo, the senior nose man on the interception. Fourth touchdown. This one a three-yarder for Scalfani.
Yeah, Matt, I mean, Olafinuolo, you know, he deserves that football right there. What a great play. Deflected off of Rover's hands, and he was Johnny on the spot.
Starego for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, good kick. Quick break for us here. We just took one. We'll take another one right now. 28-3 in favor of the Green Dragons. We're back in 30 seconds with more state playoff action on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game is brought to you in part by the good people at Kitchen and Bath with TLC, experts at making your dream kitchen or bath a reality, all while staying within your budget. Kitchen and Bath with TLC, Surf City in Long Beach Island.
Well, a lot of fireworks here for the green and white. 28-3, they lead. 10:07 to go, still in our first half. Brick having the football four times and scoring all four, the latest of which a fairly short drive, a three-yard, one-play drive after a defensive interception by the big senior two-way lineman, Matt Olafinuolo. Carmen Scalfani, who missed a couple of weeks with an injury, seemingly making it up all in one night here tonight, although he did play last week as well. But four touchdowns, all running so far tonight for the Brick quarterback.
By the way, Hopewell Valley, Matt, just has gone ahead of Ocean 14-7 after a long 71-yard drive late in the first half.
Here's Steve Ferlisi on to punt off, kickoff again. Ferlisi driving this one low. It will make the back line. Fielded by Warmly at his 20-yard line. Gets to the 25. Nice little jitterbug move out to the 30 and dragged down there by Tommy Leach, who will make the tackle, and Burlington Township will have it again, first down and 10. So far, despite even three on the board on what was a decent drive, this Burlington Township offense has been somewhat non-existent. Late flag coming out as well, as one of the Burlington Township players getting a bit of a talking to right now from one of the referees, Mike Holland, the gentleman for White, number 34. He will be issued a personal foul penalty, which will make the drive even a little bit longer.
Northern Burlington on the board. They trail Barnegat 14-6. That is late in the second quarter.
Missed extra point, or we don't know if it actually took place?
Yeah, I'm going to assume a missed extra point.
So back now after a 15-yard penalty to the 16-yard line, this football will start. We're at the 9:58 mark.
Matt, it was a blocked extra point.
Blocked extra point. By the way, the ensuing kickoff for Ocean brought back by Cole Muir, 82 yards. So Ocean has tied that one with Hopewell Valley, 14 apiece. First down and 10 now for the Falcons. Four wide receivers set, two either way for Trotman. Single back is Guarino. Frick showing blitz, then walking it off. They'll come from the other side. Trotman will let it fly. Finds Rover deep over the middle. Good speed here for Rover. 40, 45 into Brick territory. Will run out of bounds at the Green Dragon 46-yard line. So one play getting out of trouble. And Burlington Township getting themselves into Brick territory. They'll give forward progress to the Green Dragon 45.
I'm going to guess we're going to see Rover for the most part, Matt, now lined up as a wide receiver. They need a couple of big plays here.
Try and get him the football as often as they can. He'll stay in the game as a wide receiver off to the right side. This time they'll dump it down low for Dominique Joseph, who will make the catch and get pushed out about the 38-yard line. That's a gain of just about seven, so a couple of nice passing plays here for Burlington Township, trying to get themselves back into this football game in which they trail 28-3 with 9:41 to go in the second quarter. Trotman again from the shotgun. Joseph left and Rover right. Trotman wanting to go downtown, looking over the middle. This one is intercepted. Picked off at the 5-yard line. They'll spot it at the 3. It's Tommy Leach to make the interception.
Well, not a good throw at all by Trotman. It just looked like he was almost throwing to a spot because Leach was the only one around the ball and made the interception. And after a couple of decent plays and when they would look like they started to put together a drive, Burlington Township will turn it over. It'll be Green Dragon ball a long way away, but, well, it's about time for Carmen to go 90-plus.
You make a throw like that on fourth down, almost
exactly,
acting maybe as a punt, but certainly not there. If Burlington Township had a little something going, but here stalling with the interception, their second in as many drives.
Rick will start, though, deep in their own territory, about the 2.5-yard line.
Backfield set up. Scalfatti in the shotgun. Fattoruso behind him. Finelli as the H-back. It'll be Fattoruso trying to get some breathing room out over the 6, close to the 7-yard line for a gain of about 3. Make it second down and 7. Tackle inside by Kenny Alexander.
But if you're Brick here, you'd at least like to get a first down or two to get it out of the shadow of your end zone.
Now Brick slowing down just a little bit. 9 minutes to go, first half. Scalfani checks the defense over. Again, two back set. Again, it will be Fattoruso on the carry. Not a whole lot to work with on this play. And again, some pushing and shoving after a little bit. Small gain. Let's make it a 3rd and 6 coming up after a 1-yard pickup.
Well, this is where Carmen is normally called a zone number. They have not thrown a pass yet tonight. Brick has not, and I would expect down here they would not. And I think this time we'll see number 15 try and keep it himself and make a play and get a first down.
Tommy Leach will come on. Quick substitution going off Jasmir Taylor. So Leach and Johnson will set themselves. Slot receiver combo off the left side. Back judge is counting. Brick going to have to use their second timeout. Late substitution coming on costing the Green Dragons a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 30-second break, 8:10 to go in our first half. 28-3 in favor of the Green Dragons. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school football on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from the home of the Green Dragons, the site of so many big playoff games in their illustrious history, trying to get back into a state final. And well on their way here so far tonight. 28-3 they lead. Obviously a heck of a lot of time. We're still at the 8:10 mark in the second quarter. Scalfani wanting to throw here on third down. Going to be in trouble and get dropped close to the line of scrimmage to set up a fourth down. And for the first time tonight, Brick will have to punt it away. Credit Kenny Alexander that time holding Scalfani in check. And again, first time this evening that we will see the punt team for Brick come on. Drew Scott injured. He is the long snapper and is on right now. Steve Ferlisi will move into his end zone about a quarter of the way back, standing on the R that is painted in white in the Brick end zone. Let's see if Burlington Township brings some pressure. They will get really good field position, one would think. Mild pressure for Lisi. Low, wobbly, end-over-end kick. Fielded by Rover at the 40-yard line. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Did he get in? He did. One official looking down. The other puts his hands up in the air and saying touchdown. 40-yarder for Jasim Rover off of a punt. And Burlington Township, just like that, gets 6 on the board.
And a poor punt it was, Matt. As you said, a line drive right to Rover, who caught it about his own 40 with a full head of steam. There wasn't a brick of player within 10 yards of him when he caught the punt. And he just headed for the right flag and got into the end zone before anyone in the green and white could bring him down. And that's what happens when you don't get the first down. That's what happens when you get off a poor punt.
Andrew Biglin on for the extra point. This to put 10 up on the board. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, angled right, but gets in through the upright. 28-10. We're back in 30 seconds with more Shore Conference State High School playoff action right after this quick break. Brick 28, Burlington Township 10. You are listening to the Shore Sports Network.
Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard in Brick, more than an Italian specialty market. It's also a bakery and pasta shop, meat department, deli, caterer, and pizzeria all rolled into one. Mulberry Street, your neighborhood Italian street plaza.
Short end-over-end kickoff, angling towards the sideline, picked up by Leach at the 19. Had no choice but to field it and then quickly step out of bounds. Looks like they'll put the football at the 20, and it'll be first down and 10 for Brick. First time tonight that the Green Dragons didn't score, and it winds up being 7 points the other way on the punt. Burlington Township able to take it in from 40 yards down. We've seen a lot of scoring here in this first half so far. 28-10, 7:07 to go in the first half, and Brick coming back on offensively.
Well, they did that twice last week, Matt. One on a punt, one on a kickoff, to get themselves back into the game against Middletown South. So it's not uncommon for the Falcons to go the distance on any special team.
Scalfani here on first down will keep it himself off the right side and get a little bit of forward progress out close to the 22-yard line. Edgefor, the defensive tackle, with the stop.
You know, there is that tendency when you jump out to that big lead to sort of just relax a little bit, and that could be very dangerous. There is a long way to go in this game, and like I said, this Falcon team was down 17 last week to Middletown South and came roaring back for the win.
Three wide receiver set off to the right. Quick pass out that way. Mike Muratore will catch it on a wide receiver screen set up. Let's see where he stepped out of bounds. Looks like they'll put it down at the 26-yard line, so it should yield a third down and about 4 for Brick right now. 6:27 to go in the second quarter. Muratore, who just caught it, will go this time as a slot receiver off to the left. Empty backfield set with Federuso Moore as a wingman. Scalfani will fake the jet sweep, keep it up the middle. Umpire gets knocked down, so does Scalfani at the 37-yard line, enough for a 10-yard pickup and a first down. Jasim Rover, who's been involved on just about every tackle so far tonight for Burlington Touchett, makes that stop as well.
The umpire who dictated the pregame script, Matt, was there anything in there about not him getting not hit?
I didn't hear anything. That might have been a separate conversation, though, that took place.
Because he did get chopped in the back of the legs that time.
Fattoruso off to the right now of Scalfani, who has two receivers either side. Fake to Fattoruso. Keep for Scalfani, who takes a pretty hard shot. Gets to the 39-yard line. Adam Conyer with that tackle, number 46. He's the backup middle linebacker who took over the spot for Danny Hopkins, who left with the injury.
Matt, I mean, excuse me, Kevin, I believe you have last week's stats, right, as far as Brick is concerned?
Yes.
How many times did Scalfani carry the ball last week?
I'll tell you right after this play.
Okay. I know he's doubled that already tonight, I'm sure.
Two backs at tight ends either way. Scalfani going to add to his carry total here, but get dropped in the backfield and lose about two. There is another player down right now for Burlington Township. Adam Conyer, who just made the tackle, not the player, but the other inside linebacker, I believe,
yeah, another,
it is Kenny Alexander.
Another inside backer they could ill afford to lose.
That's number 49, Danny Hopkins, who, of course, was lost on the opening drive. He's one starter. Alexander, the other, is already down one and maybe now down another.
Last week, Scalfani, 10 carries for 50 yards. In the 35-26 win over West Windsor North, it was the Fattoruso story
exactly.
Last week. 32 carries, 192
yep.
yards, and three touchdowns.
Yeah, well, he's easily over 10 carries already, and we know four of them were touchdowns. So getting back into 100% shape, although to a man, every coach said that he is not yet 100%. But he is quickly getting there. And believe me, the 2 weeks of preparation that the Dragons, 2 weeks, actually, what will it be again? 16 days?
Yep.
They'll have to get ready to play a championship game if they were to escape with a win tonight will definitely aid Scalfani to get to that 100% mark. It was a right shoulder injury, more in the joint area than the shoulder. But it was definitely on the right side, his throwing arm.
So Alexander out. And it looks like number 24, Edward Onyeka, will move back into a middle linebacker spot. He started at defensive end. Scalfani setting up screen for Fattoruso off the left side. Gain of a couple out over the 40. Close to the 42-yard line. Rover again on the tackle, and on back-to-back possessions, Brick will have to punt the football away.
Well, lost a little zip on these last two drives, plus you would guess Burlington Township has maybe made an adjustment or two to try and slow down the Scalfani show, and they have.
Well, I can guarantee you this one is going nowhere near number 21, who is the only man back for the Falcons.
That's Jasim Rover, who stands at the 26-yard line. No pressure. Much better punt from Ferlisi. Rover fields it at the 20. Runs through a couple of tackles. Gets to the 30. Out close to the 35-yard line. That was like something out of nothing right there. It looks like he stepped out about the 32, where it will be first down and 10 for Burlington Township. But Kevin, if they could put up a score here, you kind of get yourself back into the football game a little bit.
Again, and they'll have a little bit of confidence because of their ability to come from behind last week.
Yeah, I stand corrected because that one, although much higher and a much better kick punt, was to Rover, and he did almost escape, ran out of room on the sideline.
First down and 10. Check this formation out.
This is what they call their bunch formation. They usually throw it to Rover behind all of the skilled people up front.
There's five guys set to the outside. Rover catches it, and Rover dropped in the backfield. They send all five skill guys out and flip it to Rover, who's the deepest man. Brick obviously knows that's coming. And coming through to make the tackle was number three, Tim Cardoso. Play will lose about 4 or 5 yards.
Well, excuse me, Kev. I was just going to say, if I knew it and I haven't seen any film, you know Brick saw it.
Dave Vaselli, one of the guys in that formation, was absolutely run over before Rover was tackled, and he just limped off the field.
Four-man front. Cardoso walks up as an extra man right now from his outside linebacker spot. Now we'll back off in a three. Now four-man rush. Cardoso does come. Here's a pass. It is caught down the sideline. Sam Gillison will make the catch and get out over midfield and into Brick territory at the 49-yard line. Stop made by Mike Pedra, number seven, and a number two, Mike Muratour, there as well.
Gillison's the guy who had the breakout game last week. Four catches for 164 yards and two touchdowns.
Two receivers set either way. Trotman wanted to throw, goes to the Brick sideline, finds Greg Taylor, who will make the catch and work his way down to the Green Dragon 43. Stay inbounds. Clock now moving with 2:50 to go in this first half. 28-10, Brick on top. Guarino has the single back. Looking for it. Makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch. In trouble, though, and will get tracked down by Fattaruso, who will make the tackle about 3 yards in the backfield. Back to the Brick 46-yard line.
Not sure what he was doing there, Matt. As you said, made a nice over-the-shoulder catch. He kind of slowed down and really had nowhere to go. Fattaruso brings him down.
Guarino this time, single back off to the left. Two receivers set either way. Trotman has time here, flares it to the outside, right through the hands of Gillison for an incompletion, and that sets up what will be a fourth down at about seven and a promising drive for Burlington Township, stalling here, and they will bring on the punter, Dave Vaselli.
Remember last time they did fake it, and they're up back on the punt formation. Is Rover their best offensive player?
Yeah, he is the protector, about 5 yards off the ball.
And by the way, Rover has thrown a couple of touchdown passes this year.
It's 2 for 2 on the year, as a matter of fact.
Oh. Vaselli will step into this one. High, wobbly kick. Leach calling for a fair catch. He didn't make the fair catch.
I think he touched it.
We'll see how it is ruled right now. Leach saying, I didn't touch the football. He let it bounce in front of him.
It's Burlington ball, Matt.
If it did hit him, which the referees are saying that it did, and then Burlington Township recovered it, it would be Falcon football.
Which it is, and I don't understand why the official took so long to decide to make a call. He never made a call. He was right on top of the play.
Exactly. The reason why I figured it was white ball is because he spotted it exactly where the Burlington player picked it up, right on the 15.
So the Falcons offense coming back on. Power eye set, shaded off to the right. Here's the give to Rover off the right side. Gets down to the 13-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Make it second down and a long 8 coming up, maybe about a yard and a half to be more precise. Tim Cardoso on the stop. You almost think, Kevin, this is a must-scoring drive for Burlington Township.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Minute and 35 left in the first half.
All three timeouts left for Burlington.
Power eye sent this time shaded to the left with Dominique Joseph in as the extra guy. Trotman wanting to throw. Will throw into coverage. It's intercepted but then dropped. Oh, brother. Jacquez Johnson had it in his hands, and I don't know how he dropped the football.
Well, that's the second one he's dropped tonight. It's great to be in, you know, the right coverage, but he's also a wide receiver. You got to catch those things. He won't have an easier interception in his Brick career.
Johnson, the 5'10", 175-pound junior. Boy,
shaking
that was a mischance.
Shaking his head. He can't understand it just like you, Kev.
Third down and 8 with a minute 15 to go. Trotman will keep it on the ground with Rover. bouncing his way down close to the five, gets to the six. James Giuliano with that tackle. It should be enough for
a
first down.
No. It's about a half a yard short, Matt, about a half a yard. Fourth down.
Steve Ferlisi will come on as Giuliano, bothered by injuries coming into this game, now staying on his backside at the five-yard line, and he will come and get checked out real quick. We'll keep it here with 50 seconds to go. It'll be fourth down and a little less than a yard for Burlington Township. See if we've had any other scores kind of pop across. Ocean and Hopewell Valley just getting set to start the third quarter. That one tied at 14. Maybe a game of interest in the Central 5 bracket. Manalapan leads Sayreville on the other side of the bracket. It is 100 and Central leading defending champion South Brunswick 28-7. Winner there plays the winner of Manalapan and Sayreville.
Jackson and Cherokee getting ready to start their third quarter, and it is raining in Marlton. By the way, there is a regular season game being played tonight. Monsignor Donovan and Manchester closing out their schedule. That was a 6:30 kick. Last score I had was the Griffins at home beating Manchester 23-6.
Off the injury timeout, Giuliano out, Ferlisi in at the middle linebacker spot. Huge play here. Fourth down and less than a yard. Trotman under center. It will be a direct snap to Rover. This is going to depend on the spot of the football.
No way, Matt. Absolutely not.
Fattoruso, the first guy to lead the charge.
Not even close.
Referee crews are talking about it, and the head man says brick football. So the defense holding here, Wildcat-type look. It was a direct snap to Rover. Could not get it and get out of the grasp of Ray Fattoruso. And the brick offense will come back on here with 35 seconds to go in this first half.
Boy, Fattoruso with a great stop. Just stuck him right around the waist. Head solid hit. And then let the cavalry come on to finish him off.
You know, you're so limited, Matt and Kevin, in that power eye. There's not much you could do out of that as far as up the middle. You could lead everybody up in there, which they did, and gave it to their best back, but not that time with big Ray Fattoruso in the middle.
Brick missing a player. They will run on Drew Scott, who will go as a tight end to the formation left. It will be Scalfani to get the snap. He'll stay in the shotgun with a two-back set off to his right. Brick will run a play, see if Scalfani can make something happen. Dancing his way off to the right side, gets to the 15-yard line and run out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. Well, even you think Brick will run the clock out. I guess why would you when you've got Carmen Scalfani, who has run for four touchdowns already on the night. Brick with a 28-10 advantage, 27 seconds to go in this first half.
Well, if it wasn't for the fact that Brick has already broken a couple of long runs tonight, I would say take a knee and go in the locker room 28-10, but that's not the offensive philosophy tonight for the Dragons.
Splitting out now wide to the left at a slot receiver combo, Taylor and Johnson. Two back sent to the right of Scalfani. They'll give it to Fattoruso, Brick will. He will spin his way back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard over to the 19-yard line. 1 yard pickup. That should do it. I'm not sure why Brick would want to run a play here. They'll head into the locker room. Let's see if we can grab Rob Dahl for just a second before the teams make their way into the locker room. Good, solid first half performance by Brick, who leads 28-10 on the back again of four touchdowns from Carmen Scalfani. Ed.
Coach, it's been a great offense tonight, but the defense came up big on that last drive by Burlington.
Yeah, definitely. We put them in a bad situation with the special teams play and mishaps, and they held tough. I mean, they're doing a great job tonight. We have a couple mistakes that we need to clean up at halftime, and other than that, I'm pretty happy with the way the boys are playing.
You know, everybody said Scalfani not 100%, but if he plays any better than he is tonight, he's a superstar.
Oh, yeah. He looks really fast right now, and he looks like he's got his legs back, and it looks like he was in the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Well, good luck in the second half.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Rob Dahl, the third-year head coach here at Brick, trying to get his Green Dragon football team back into the state finals. They are a half away from doing that. The winner of this one takes on the winner of tomorrow's game, second seed Hamilton North, to take on number 3 Colts Neck. We could have an all-Shore matchup come that first full weekend of December. Right now, it's been Green Dragon football through and through tonight. 28-10, they lead on the scoreboard. We step out for 2 minutes. We come back with a halftime interview. We'll also take a look at scores from around the Shore, get you up to date on as many games as we can, and a quick pop ahead to looking at this weekend's action on the Shore Sports Network involving some Monmouth University stuff. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Brick 28 and Burlington Township 10. Back with more right after this.